amen, with the disciples, amen, praise the Lord, and they broke bread together. And Jesus Christ told them, I'm not going to be with you long. It's about time for me to check out of here. Amen, praise the Lord. And so he broke bread with him. And after he broke bread, got up. Y'all better stay with me on this one. Got up, got a basin, got a towel, wrapped it around himself, stooped down and began to wash the disciples' feet. When he got to Peter, he said, no, I can't let you do it. Jesus said, if I can't wash your feet, you can't be my disciple. Peter said, don't just wash my feet. Lord, help me. Don't just wipe my feet, but put water all over me. Every now and then, Brother Stoudemire, you want Jesus to just wash you, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. Forgive me my sins. Help me to do your will, Lord. If you help me, Lord, I'll do what you tell me to say. If you help me, Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. If you help me, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Somebody shout, glory. Come on and say yes. Amen. What are you going to do? Hallelujah. You do have a choice. I say you do have a choice. Watch this. If you backslide, your soul is lost. But if you come to Jesus, he will forgive you. He'll set your feet on solid ground. Somebody need to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. The rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide. But clap for me.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, co-pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
The third chapter. I don't know, but he's asking me. I remember the boy. First Corinthians chapter 3. The little girl Bonnie. Eugene was like that. Y'all remember that when he was running around? Y'all remember that? When he was 3 or 4 years old, running around, barely could walk, stumbling over everything. Eugene right there.
He knew everything you did.
Yeah. So now look at it now. Bonnie. And all of us being UConn, they're going to be the church of tomorrow. Amen? I thought about this. Turn out the church. I thank God for the parents that bring them to church every Sunday. First Corinthians, chapter 3. I won't be long, but we have a word from the Lord this morning. Who was sitting to celebrate with my brother, Dr. Leonard Baker, and they have their church anniversary at 2:30 today. My brother and I are going to be with him for the Lord's week. I always say, if the Lord's week, because you never know. Third chapter and verse 1 says, and our brother could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ. Paul said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear me, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for Paul said now, this is a letter. For whereas there is among you envy and strife, and walk as me. For while one say I am of Paul, and another I am of Apollos, are you not come? So he asked him a question in the letter. This is a epistle. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase, you may receive. But God give the increase. Want to talk on the subject? Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
The Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all remember that song back in the day? Let's straighten it out. You've been talking and sleep all night, let's straighten it out. But here today, 16th day of November, I just thank God that we in the holiday season are that we can put you up and light it up and things that beautiful world put up there. But that let me know that it's Christmas time again. And let me know it's holiday time again. A lot of people are not here to see it. But we all got to pass one day.
Sooner or later.
I said we all gonna pass this way sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you might not want to. But the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, right now to be thrown out. As it is appointed unto man to die.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that the judgment. So that lets me know that, church, we're going to die off the scene one of these old days. And you got to get your house in order. So that's why I said, let's study that. Because the Corinthian church was a church of paganism. They took the communion and they went into the house of God. And they was doing all kinds of things. If you go look at the 11th chapter of Corinthians, and about that 20-some verse, 28-29, he said, for me to sleep and sick among you. In other words, you take the communion the wrong way. That's what Paul was saying. See, Apostle Paul did one thing that when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, he met somebody. And I'm trying to tell you this morning, whoever he is, when you meet the Lord, you done met somebody. The choir just got to be saying, Jesus is real. Yes, he's real. Where he's real in my soul. He's real in my soul. So I'm up here, I'm not up here for no show, but I'm up here to talk about the goodness of the Lord and how he has woke us up early this morning. While we were sleeping in Yonah's name, didn't go out of left hand from our right hand, but the Lord made death lay down in his right. Because he's good all the time. I mean, you know he's good. They said that boy believed wasn't going to be able to walk or nothing else. But God, through prayer and meditation, God the one saw fit for Eugene to walk in. It's not done, not done, but he fit the foot of the prayer of a righteous man. That's in the book of James 5:16. He's going. He fit the foot of the prayer of a righteous man a very smudge.
Amen.
Here we have Apostle Paul. Y'all know what Paul did. He killed Christians. Amen. We all have done something that it wasn't pleasing in God's eyesight. We all have done some things that the Lord was displeased with. But because of his grace and his mercy, I can stand to say God is real in my life. That's what Psalm 100 was this morning. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm like, man, I don't want no rocks to cry out in my face. Because I'm going to praise him. The Bible says when praises go up,
blessings
come down.
Yeah.
to them. But it's the Savior of the soul to us that believes him. I believe this morning that Jesus rose, died, and he rose the third day.
Amen.
And you see that the right hand come.
I believe it.
Of the Father.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Paul says, look what Paul said. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, get on that for a minute. In verse 1, he said, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God that Israel might be saved. For I found the record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. In other words, he drops down and tells them how to be saved, Romans 10:9-10. And then he says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by what?
The word of God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I'm not up here for no show. I'm trying to give you the word of God. Because we done been through hell and hot water, some of you, through this week. We done been to the doctor and heard some kind of foolish stuff the doctor say, but he's just a doctor in common. But I know a doctor.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
I know a doctor that bring you out the emergency room.
Yeah.
When the doctor say, we done done all we could do for you.
Yeah.
But I know a doctor that works through doctors. Ask Sister Diane, she told about this moment. Because, let me tell you something. Jesus got the last say so over all of our lives. Doctor may say one thing. You know, the doctor may say one thing. But Jesus says enough. Amen. And so he said, I didn't come to you with no excess of speech. If you go back to chapter of Corinthians. He said, but my speech and my preaching was not in the Christ words of men, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. That's what Paul was saying. See, Paul ran with the Sanhedrin Council. Paul ran with the boys that killed Christians. But he changed king when he met up with the Lord. Let me tell you something. When you come encounter with the Lord, and the Lord come encounter with you, you will never be the same again. I don't care who you are. I don't care how bad you is. I don't care how much you have done. If the Lord says today that you hear my voice, I'm not. He don't break in, but he said, I come in Revelation, and I sup with you and him with me. I was like, I ain't hearing this. I sup with you. In other words, I'm trying to help somebody to let you know, come in, Jesus, to his house. And see, you got to talk to the Lord. Because sometimes, let me tell you something, sometimes it gets hard every now and then, don't it?
Yeah.
You know, the Bible say in St. John 16:13, he said, these things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. But in the world you're going to have trials and tribulations. He didn't promise us, as James Peter said, the world is going to be easy. But you know, it'll be easy with you when you got the Lord on your side. And see, I want the Lord on my side. When the devil come knocking at my door, I want the Lord to tell me how to handle that devil. You do know that the devil will knock on your door every now and then. I maybe get a phone call every now and then. And you don't know what to do. You talk to the Lord. You got to talk to God. You got to say, Lord, I'm in this situation. And I know you know it better than I do. And I know what you know how to do it better. And I'm just trying to help somebody. I'm trying to encourage somebody this morning. That's all I'm trying to do. That's all I'm trying to do. While I'm going through, I'm trying to encourage somebody. Because God knows how to encourage me. The Bible says, what you sow out,
you shall reap.
In other words, in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he read.
Amen.
And so the Bible says, Paul was talking to the Corinthians because these people here, they had money, they had prestige, they was educated, but they didn't have the law.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how you think about it. You could be educated, you could have every dollar in the pocket. You say the government now with Donald Trump and all that, they don't run nothing. You might think they ain't running that. God said, the earth is my footstool and heaven is my ever God said.
Amen.
Donald Trump said, Donald